intro first.
We don't have an intro to Jordan.
Oh.
We never don't.
We never. So we always do.
So we're rolling.
We always do. We always don't.
I was good, people's. So today,
but your boy is a full-blown addict. All right.
Oh, so we're plotting about it.
Yeah. As of last week, last Saturday, almost like 10 days. I don't know. It depends on whenever this comes out. But New York has legalized sports betting. It's now here. And I'm fully on the FanDuel wave. I've been betting nonstop. I can't remember the last time. You know, that just reminded me. That gave me fucking night horrors about when I put the Lakers to lose by 6. And Westbrook missed every single shot for the last
minute. This isn't even recording, by the way.
It's not?
I'm playing.
Oh, I was about to say, yo. But, I bet every single day almost. There's only been, like, let's see, maybe 4 days out of the 7 days that I haven't made a single bet.
He's been pissing me off, too. Like, every day.
Oh, I don't think having anxiety helps with the betting at all. The only reason I don't really lose is because I make backup bets for my main bets. So yeah, New York sports betting. Legal.
I think it would help you a lot is if you actually watched the teams you were betting on a few times before you make the bet.
I like to bet on feelings. All right, I make a lot.
You like to put your money on the line due to your heart.
Yeah,
and not like, logic.
Like here's one of the bets. Here's the only bet I won today. Right, I only made one bet that I won today out of 4 so far. I'm 1-4 right now. Josh Allen to have 275 plus passing yards and a win. I made that bet when he had 50 passing yards because I'm like, bro, this guy's slinging the rock right now. This guy cannot miss. And what did he do? He did not miss.
He had four completions.
Exactly. And the bets that I made during the week, these were all bets where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make this bet because it makes sense. From now on, I'm only making bets during the game. I need to fucking know what's going on. Because if you make a bet a week before the game starts, anything can happen.
Yeah.
I had Jamar Chase. All he needed to do was score a touchdown today, I would have been golden. And Joey Burrow to have like 10 more passing yards.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah, big Joe Burrow. But yeah. Fucking betting, bro. Yeah. And it's a rush because I'm winning. I started with $25. I have $595 in my account.
Yeah, it got me too, bro.
It's the fucking rush. I can understand Akun Gems. If, like, let me put it this way. If I were to live in the 80s, I would have definitely been addicted to crack.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
If this is what betting's doing to me, if this is what betting's doing to me, I'm full on crackhead.
Would you put a wager on that?
Yes.
Well,
see, it's give me a time machine. I'll show you the over under.
I just downloaded the app yesterday. Yes. Yesterday, right?
Here we go.
But I know nothing about sports, so I literally looked at the man and said, "You say it, and I'll do it."
That's a bad way to go.
No, John's up like 100%+ on his money. It was only $5.
I put 2 bets, and I won 1.
Bing bong.
Anyways, the app is very clear. Get the fuck off the app. The app literally tells you, get off.
Every time I get on the app, it tells me to call 1-800-GAMBLER. Every time I log in.
I think my most concerned bet that Manny has placed is the one he placed today.
Which one?
That the Patriots would not lose by more than 4.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be a game that came down to a fucking field goal.
But the Bills have legitimately 100% of the games when they win by more than 10.
Once again, when I make bets in advance, it's because I'm like, yo, it's only common sense. It's only common sense. Teams, when they play each other 3 times, they score less than they do the other 2 times. So I'm like, bro, this nigga, 47 on the Bills alone, bro. The Bills scored 47. I might take off the rest of my bets I got for tomorrow. I'm not going to hold
you. What are your bets for tomorrow? Let's hear them first. All
right, so here's my bets for tomorrow. San Francisco and the Dallas Cowboys to both score 1 touchdown in each half.
Okay, that's fair.
I think that's a good bet. I put 20 down to win 41.
Okay.
The 49ers to win. Okay. All they got to do is win.
I think that's fair. I think they're going to win.
And if they don't win outright, as long as they win, if as long as they lose by three, if they lose by a field goal, I win as well.
I think if the 49ers lose, they lose by nine.
Yeah. That's you're probably right. Then I have a same game parlay. 49ers, alternate spread, they win or they lose by a field goal. Mm-hmm. George Kittle to have 40 yards. Deebo Samuel to score a touchdown. Ezekiel Elliott to have under 48.5 points.
Ezekiel Elliott to have...
They don't like to run. They don't like to run when it's a big-time game.
All it takes is one big play, though.
Yeah.
Zeke is gone.
It's too late.
It's too late.
$20 in. I win $145 if I'm right. Pittsburgh Steelers... Mm-hmm. To not lose by more than 12 points.
I'm going to tell you right now, either they're going to win that game in a thriller, or they're going to get blown up by 40.
But the Kansas City Chiefs don't really blow anybody out.
They blew out the Steelers when they played them.
That,
it was like 36-3.
Let me look.
I think the score was actually 36-3 when they played the Steelers
Kansas
earlier.
Kansas City Chiefs. Here we go. Game. Seymour. They beat the Broncos by 4. Bengals beat them by 3.
No. I'm talking about the Steeler game.
Yeah, they beat them by 16.
Yeah.
They beat the Steelers by 16. Beat the Chargers by 6. Beat the Raiders by...
100.
Yeah, they beat the shit out of the Raiders. Beat the shit out of the Broncos. Mm-hmm. Beat the Chiefs, beat the Cowboys by 10. Beat the Raiders by 20. Beat the Packers by 1 touchdown. Beat the Giants by 3. Lost to the Titans. Beat the football team by 14.
Got the shit stomped out of them by the Bills.
Yep. beat the Eagles by 12.
And got the shit stomped out of them by the Ravens, too.
And the Chargers.
Yeah.
And beat the Browns by 4. So, not a bad bet to take the Steelers. At least just take the Steelers just to not lose by... getting blown
hopefully
up.
Hopefully they keep it close.
I pray it's a close game.
It'd be one hell of an upset.
It would be. It really would be. So those are the bets I got for tomorrow.
You bet on interesting specifics. Right? Like, I guess people that bet in general, right? That's very interesting specifics that you can get into when you bet.
I've been listening to a lot of betting people, like different betting podcasts and shit.
Joe Rogan.
Listen, if I'm a betting man, that man is retarded. I've been listening to like a bunch of betting podcasts. Then I take what I feel sounds right. And then I'm like, you know what?
Well, listening to your process is crazy.
Yeah. So it's mostly an educated feeling.
It's an educated feeling.
When your mind and your heart tell you the same thing, when you go with the bets, all
right? Bro, you're cheating betting like Tinder, bro.
Crazy. Listen, speaking of which, haven't really hit on all those bets either.
Oh my god. You know?
Entanglement, you have educated feeling.
Educated. That's gonna be the name of this episode.
That's crazy.
I'm glad we found the name of this.
Jesus Christ.
An educated feeling.
It sounds right.
Exactly.
No matter the app, I cannot in confidence make a bet that I don't know shit about. So I'm gonna be, I'm gonna dip my toes in. I'm gonna keep it small. February is the month for me because there's a certain weekend that I'm looking forward to.
That's where you get your educated feelings from?
No. It's gonna be a little more than an educated feeling. I'm waiting for the spot where the educated outweighs the feeling a little bit. And that weekend is
All-Star Weekend.
Not only All-Star Weekend.
Daytona.
The same day of the All-Star Game. The Daytona 500.
Me.
All right, Levante, I got a promo code for you. If you create a FanDuel account, I'll get you $100 for free.
Yo, bro.
Hey, and
I'm gonna listen to you about who you think's gonna win the Daytona 500, and I'm hammering it down, bro.
I got my ears to the streets.
Daytona though is like you could think that they're gonna win, and it'll just not happen.
Listen, I will never in my life am I watching them go in a circle 200 times,
an oval,
200 times. Yep. But if I got some money on there, I'm watching them 200. I'm watching them 200 rotations.
Oh my god!
I'm like,
hits,
go up there.
It hits different when you got some money on. It gives you a reason to watch them go around a 2.5 mile oval a bunch of times.
2.5 miles.
13 leg same game parlay on the fucking Steelers and Chiefs.
You have $20 on it. If you put 20,
I got 10 on it.
Oh, if you put 20, you would have got 10 back. You should have put 20.
13.
13.
God damn. What has to happen?
Najee Harris anytime score. Travis Kelce 2 more touchdowns.
That's scary.
Pat over 279 passing yards. Ben under 270 passing yards. Ben 1 passing touchdown. Pat 3 passing touchdowns. 3 or more. Cryo is hilarious. 40 and over.
Is he playing?
Yeah, he is.
Oh.
Deontay Johnson over 50.
Uh-huh. What did you have Clyde to have?
Under 40, right?
Over 40.
Oh, over 40.
I need to get like y'all.
Travis Kelce 75 and over.
You don't need to get like any of these guys right now. What,
race to 10 points for the Chiefs. Chiefs the first to 10. over 3.5 total touchdowns for the Chiefs.
Okay, well, this guy has to be in a fucking barn burner in fucking Kansas City.
Chiefs won in the first half, and Chiefs having over 14 points in the first half.
See, this is the thing, right? Kenny watches a lot of football, so, and I'm not even gonna say Manny's bets are off. I think those are all right. I think the only one that might be wrong for you is
Ezekiel Elliott.
No, oh. Well. That one, it really just depends. Like, if it's one big hole, then you're done. But
yeah.
I think the Steelers will either win by 2 or they're going to lose by 28. That's the only thing. Like, and that's really just how the Steelers are as a team.
Bro, we're doing it for 7, bro.
Dog, $10. $10 on that 13-leg parlay.
Mm-hmm.
If them shits hit, I get 2 racks, bro.
That's why you should put 20.
I should have.
Because it's a fan. It's FanDuel wild card holiday.
I use DraftKings.
Oh.
Yeah. Because FanDuel's being stupid with my shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't have my account today verify that I actually live where I live.
Oh, that's been happening to a couple people. Yeah.
See, if I was a sports betting man, I would go the route that my man's Gianni did. My man's, like, he'll do it with the NBA what Manny does, like, where he'll have legs.
Yeah.
But majority of his money is, you know, the first to score.
Uh-huh.
He hits on those.
There's I've been hearing a lot of those stories.
Yeah.
And
if you do
a 4-leg parlay, you win racks.
Yeah, the most recent one were the guys in New Orleans. They put a 6-leg parlay and they bet on the first to score for 6 different games.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a $25 bet and they won $138,000.
Yeah. There was one dude, he lost out on 60 racks because Porzingis was the only one he needed in his parlay to hit the first shot. Took the first, Porzingis takes the first shot, bounces out wide open.
He's a Mavs fan, so he probably would have told that guy not to do that.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
So who was the one that scored the first shot?
Probably fucking
somebody else on the other team. They got the rebound and passed it out and fucking scored. But fucking Porzingis was wide open at the rim and fucking missed.
I'm not gonna lie, like, I don't really like the sports betting shit because I think it takes away from the game, but like, I kind of see how some of these players get death threats. Because if I'm looking 60
racks in the eyes,
face,
in the eyes,
and you miss the
wide
shot,
wide open,
we're gonna kill
you. Because you gotta think about it. Most of these people probably ain't never seen 60 racks like right there, but then reach
in one shot.
And
bro,
if Porzingis miss a shot, and that 60 racks go away, like, the everything else that hit is gone now.
And then you kill his dad.
Somebody in the comments said Porzingis would have woke up in a basement if I missed out on 60 racks.
He would have right back to Lithuania.
Yeah, they're done, bro. But so far my record, my betting record, let's see if you guys care. I'm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Bro, you've put in this
6,
many bets in a week?
7,
this shit
8,
got legalized
9,
last week.
10,
you don't
11,
want to see my shit, bro.
12.
I've been losing, but 13.
I got 13 wins, guys. 13 wins. And 1.
Now, my friend Gianni legit made 9 racks. So. And he just does the first to score. He be hitting on those.
Five.
We're talking two or more bets
six,
a day here.
7, 8, 9, 10.
Three.
13 and 10. Not bad. I'm positive.
Yeah, all right? You are positive. I'm positive.
For an addiction.
And your boy Gianni's going to get a call from the IRS, so.
Yeah, he definitely is.
I'm like 5 and 10, I want to say. 5 yeah. and 10, but I'm up, so like I can't be too mad. Yeah.
Listen, man. 13 and I thought I was way worse. I'm not going to hold you. I counted this out loud just to make sure I wasn't losing. And I was like, maybe I'm an asshole. But, yeah. And I'm about to be 14 and 11 because I got my two bets that I won one, lost one, and they're just not cleared yet. But, yeah, so.
So how do the taxes work on sports betting?
When you take them out, uh-huh. It's like 51% tax.
Yeah, that's why they legalized it.
Yeah. New York needed that bread, bro. They needed that bread. 51% fucking
that's
tax.
Heavy.
51%.
Hey, can't turn that
they
down.
Threw in the one just to tell you, oh, we're taking most of it. We're taking most of it.
Y'all okay. wanted it, right? All right, bet. It, on dude, our terms.
That's it, the kid. He doesn't even get
is that federal 30. Or just New York?
I think that's just New York.
So those guys in New Orleans that got 138,000 probably kept at least 80,000.
Yeah, I think it's better in New Orleans. In Vegas, I think I'm pretty sure in Vegas, don't quote me on it. If you get tax problems, do not come to me, go to MC Hammer.
Yeah, we're not I'm not helping
you, bro.
Financially responsible.
Yeah. Look, I made 23 bets in 1 week and I still got more. Yeah. They're just not cleared yet. But
I'll make my bets when the finals come around. Y'all know how I do for the playoffs.
Yeah, I'll send you my code too. I'm trying to
No. I bet people like face to face. I don't bet on FanDuel.
Well, guess what? You're going to start.
Yeah, man. You're going to start, my guy. Start. I need this $100. You get $100, I get $100.
Everybody gets $100.
Everybody gets $100.
Except me.
If you're listening to this, my code will be in the bio. Sign up. I'm not playing. I need this money to fuel my addiction.
That podcast is not responsible if you feel.
Yeah, call 1-800-GAMBLER if you have a problem. Do not call me. I'm not picking up. I'm gonna ask you who you got. Cause I'm hot, baby. 13 and 10. But
you make them relapse.
No, 14 and 11 actually.
All the people over there, all the people listening that play GTA and have an addiction with the casino are probably just salivating at the chance.
That's the crazy thing. You see me when I go to the casino. I'll max out on all the money and then just go to the roulette table, bet it all on black or bet it all on red. It don't matter. I'm crazy, bro.
I have a problem. I'm more of an all even or all odd type of guy.
I do that too now. I do that now. Because I need a thrill, bro. The red and black ain't enough.
Yo,
the red
and black.
Yo, do not let me go to Vegas.
Yo, I need a thrill, man. Zero, I need a fucking else. Rush, bro.
And I might bet on green.
Yo, bet on double zero or nothing else, bro. Just sit there, grit your teeth.
You know what? I got the vacation coming up. We're talking about DR and Jamaica and all that shit. Who says no to a weekend at Vegas?
I don't think
so. It might
be
tough, bro.
Yo.
A weekend in Vegas, bro.
Like, one of us might die. Like, I don't know if
you... But I feel
you
like...
You could die in DR, too.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
You
could
really
feel like
die in DR.
I would
but
be,
like,
I'll be
dying
all for...
in Vegas is different.
Yeah, but dying to machetes is worse.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely.
I'm gonna be off from that Saturday to the next... I go back to work the next Monday. So that's, what, like 10 days?
Yeah.
I'll do the weekend in Vegas if I can't go... I'll just go to DR for the rest of the week.
If you can't come, you're gonna have some Russian Svetlana at your door the next morning.
Yeah, they're gonna be at the
Hey, so, Manny Dizzle.
This might be the scariest version of Manny I've ever heard.
He's a betting man. He thinks it's the Wolf of Wall Street right now. He's like, all I need is my cell phone and I'm going to run this bitch.
Yo, last week I watched Uncut Gems for motivation. I was like, listen, I need to not end up like this. Like how drug dealers watch Scarface and be like, yo, he fucking did it. Uh-huh. I watch Uncut Gems. I'm never opening that door. I'm never letting them out. You were in that room. I'm gonna call the police to let them out the door.
How do you
fuck
think,
that?
How do you think these players feel about people that bet on the game?
I don't think they give a fuck.
I think here's what I think. I think that these players tell their friends, "Yo, this is what I'm gonna aim for tonight."
Oh no, I know that happened.
That has to happen.
That
so
can't say anything. I know what happens.
But that's what I'm saying. So I think that's what happens. I don't think they're as mad at it. But then when they start, like, the players that are down with it that also profit from betting and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like, Steph Curry definitely had a bet to get 28 points.
No, he didn't. I'm not jagging it.
They were up by 30.
Yeah. No, they weren't.
He takes a mid-range shot. A mid-range shot, calls a timeout, goes to the bench for the rest of the game.
I got you right now. I'm going to tell you exactly what the score was when he did that. They were not up by 30.
They were up by 30.
We're up by 9.
Look it up. They were not up by 9. I'll bet any money right now that they were not.
Yeah, they weren't. What he's doing right now.
I'll bet money right now. I know that for a fact because I have money on the game. And it was I had a parlay, and it was that he wouldn't score more than 26. He scored 28, and I said, you know what? That was a fuck you two right there, because he didn't even take a three. He took a mid range two contested. Fuck that shit.
What was the score?
Clay's game back.
They were up by 12 when he shot that.
What?
It was the last shot of the game. They were up by 12.
Let me get that. Let me see. Pass me the phone.
You would have lost. I should have bet him. He said they were up by 30. They only won by 14.
Where did that emotional feeling get you just now?
I should have bet you. You would have been 13-11.
I bet.
I should have bet him.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah. Now he's frustrated.
Hold on.
Yo, you said he sucked his team, but he saw the score. He's like, how the fuck? I thought they were up by 30.
Nah. You know you're not happy with the results. Are you looking at something on your phone?
Give me that fucking phone.
No, because I'm trying to see what.
When you looking at something on your phone, you switch it to the other
game. Give me that fucking phone.
Nah, bro. This ain't. Yo, they did not win 96-82. This is not. Yo, look. This is the rage that I was in from bum ass Draymond Green checking out of the game.
Give me the fucking phone.
Fuck that nigga, bro. Nah, that's how mad I was. I just made up a whole different fucking score.
Niggas in there up by 30. I was about to say, bro, the Warriors were up by like 12.
Yeah, but why did it say end of the game after that?
That was the last shot of the game.
So you're telling me... No.
He shot that ball and they didn't shoot. They dribbled it up.
Didn't they put like the bench in for the rest of the game?
Because they were up by 17. The bench was in. The Cavaliers went on a 9-0 run. And then they put Steph back in. They were like, bro.
Yeah, fuck Draymond Green. That's all I'm saying. That's why. I was in a fucking blind rage from that shit.
Steph was supposed to sit on the bench the entire fourth quarter. They put the starters in because the Cavs came back. They were like, oh, nah.
That sounds right.
Not on Clay Day. Can't win on Clay Day.
Dog, the other day I had a six-leg parlay on fucking... The Nets versus the Bulls, bro.
Who'd you have winning?
I had the Nets winning.
Oh, thank God, because the Bulls didn't do so well.
So, oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
My fucking... All I needed was Nikola Vucevic to get 10 boards.
How much did he get?
He had 5. He had fucking 5. It was a free bet. I would have got $300 for doing nothing. Yes.
Damn.
But this nigga...
Tragic.
...decided... Nah, not even gonna hustle. Yeah. We down 30. I'm not hustling.
You really had
now,
5 boards?
5 fucking boards. 14 points,
and he
5
played 30
boards,
minutes.
3 assists. Bum ass nigga. Oh my God.
That's tragic.
Hate him with all my heart. Fuck the Bulls. Especially Zach.
You know what? I think I want to take this time and we'll pivot away from the betting. Because I feel like you know what? No, there have been a bunch of females that have hit me up for betting advice, so I'm gonna make a school of gamblers, bro. I might make like a fucking betting podcast of me just sharing the fucking educated feelings.
This has really just become about sports betting.
Yeah,
this podcast.
It's that's what it's gonna be.
I really wish that I get bet on like esports fighting games.
We're gonna be there one day.
Just Vegas.
Yeah, we might have to pivot that vacation to Vegas, and then if we win. Boom, tropical vacation.
You want to hear? Actually, it just reminded me of a funny story. It was a casino on a cruise. And it's the first time I ever experienced a casino like slot machines and stuff. I was just pressing buttons. I put $20 in. I saw the number hit 2,000. I didn't equate the number to money. Right? I equated it to how much I can just do shit. So I kept doing shit. And then at 200, I was like... Did I just have $2,000 in front of me?
This nigga John just gambled away 1,800 beans, bro.
Fucking, yo, bro.
And I was deadass there just watching the number fluctuate for hours because they just wouldn't drop.
So you were there for hours?
Yeah. Drinking and having a blast. Pressing shit.
This is why y'all need to beat y'all kids' asses.
Yo, I want to beat the shit out of
you. Need context clues. That's the only way they'll get it. The fucking belt. Look at that.
Because it's like you didn't... So you couldn't like put actual money into these slot machines, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had a card, and it looked like Bulmore's game card.
Yeah, game card.
And that's what all I kept doing was doing that. And that's also like my room keys. So I just, like a dumbass.
If I was a grad student, I could write a thesis right now based on this podcast as to why gambling
is a problem. Yeah,
is a problem for millennials.
We need education, mostly.
Yeah, yeah. I genuinely did not come to the conclusion that I was using money and that I had just came across $2,000 until I saw 200. I saw someone collect money from a register and I went, did I just have $2,000 in front of me?
But I see, maybe it's because I'm built different. I would have noticed at the 1500 mark. Yes. Maybe.
Like, wow.
Yeah, because yo, there was one time I remember, it was the day I quit one of my jobs. And then I went to Empire City. And then I went with, it was like Edwin and Brian and them. I walked up to one of the machines randomly because we were like waiting. And they were like, oh, meet us at the door. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to put a dollar into this one fucking machine. Put the dollar in, and I made 200 beans. And I hit the button, John, took the card, and it said, you have 200 beans, and I walked out. Didn't even know what happened.
So you'd have been great on Deal or No Deal.
I'm not a guy who goes, you know what? I got to see the full fucking amount. I don't know what the fuck that was a chupacabra, bro. That was a fucking, that was the mother of whatever animal we just ate before.
That's a sound effect thing, too.
Yeah. But yeah, and Deal or No Deal, if I get more than half, like if the fucking jackpot is 200K, mm-hmm. and they go, yo, we'll give you 150 right now,
I'm taking it.
Taking the 150 all day.
I used to watch Deal or No Deal with my grandmother all the time, and I think the jackpot was at 1.5 million.
Yeah.
When they had the million, 2 million cases and shit. And this one woman, she actually had millions. It was a 1 million grand prize.
Yeah.
She had the case that had 300,000 in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only like 4 cases left. And in her case, the fucking banker calls and he's like, I'll offer you 363,000. Because at the time, it was her case, the mill was left.
Maybe the dollar.
The 500K was left. Mm-hmm. And then it was like $5.10 and shit.
Yeah.
So she turned down $363,000. The next case she opened had a milli. Mm-hmm. So she was like,
oh.
Right? Then she had to open one more before he called again. The next case had the 10 cents. This motherfucker's like, so the 500K is still there and the 300K is
still
there.
You a greedy bitch if you say no to the bank. Because he's going to offer you in the middle.
Yeah.
He's going to give you 400.
Then he offered her. He was like, I'll offer you $389,000. Because at this point, you can only get, I think, $10, 300K, or 500K.
Yeah.
The next case she opens was fucking 500K.
Fuck.
So now she knows it's a 50-50 chance she could have fucking $10 or 300K. This motherfucker gonna call her. Quite a pickle, you're in. So then he's like, I'll offer you $70,000.
Nah, sorry.
And she took it.
Fucking dumb.
And they opened up her case.
Dumbass, bro.
Yeah, nah.
And she was like,
I definitely would have went home and
done. Bro.
They need to bring that show back. They don't see. We have like a lack of real good game
shows.
Yeah,
bro. We need to see more people being fucking stupid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Give us Cash Cab.
That was one of the games at the cruise.
Oh, Deal or No Deal?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm playing that. I'm playing Deal or No Deal.
I would have loved. I feel like I would clean up with Deal or No Deal.
We gotta bring it back with Manny as the host, not Howie Mandel.
Oh, bro.
Now, Howie was a good host, though.
He was a great host. He don't be touching people. Like, I'll be with the people.
I'm not going to lie. You're a fucking idiot for not taking that case.
Yeah, yeah,
I know,
yeah.
You can't turn Deal or No Deal.
Bro, I make Deal or No Deal just so quick. Like, yo, I'm taking the first offer.
No, like, and I was just about to say, that's why they wouldn't put people like us on the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because my grandmother always taught me, if you went on the show with nothing, then no matter what, you're leaving with something. So you have a nigga call me like, yeah, I'll offer you $70,000. I'm taking it. All and day. I don't care if you open up my shit and it's a milli. I'm like, yeah, but that wasn't guaranteed.
Yeah,
feel me? No. Yeah. I'm taking it.
There's certain shows I want to bring back. Like, if I could be an executive producer for something, I'm bringing back Cash Cab for sure.
Mm-hmm. Uber, Cash Cab was fine.
With an Uber or Lyft sponsorship, easily bring that back on Snapchat or
and
TikTok.
And sponsored by Cash Cab.
What was Cash Cab?
All right, so you get into a cab, right? Yeah. It's a taxi driver.
Mm-hmm.
He drives in the yellow cab, He'll pick up a random person, and then he'll ask them the address. By the time you get picked up to your address, you play the fucking, it's like a trivia show.
Yeah.
And then you win as you go along. And you could win, I don't remember what the prize was, probably $1 million or whatever.
Nah, it wasn't that much. You could win up to like, I think $250,000.
Yeah. And then you have like 10 blocks. So every block is a question that they ask you.
Yeah.
So that was the show. And it was on Discovery Channel, I feel like.
And by the time they got to your house, however much you made is what you made.
Yeah.
It was on A&E.
So don't, call, so don't call an Uber and your house is around the block.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yo, Cash Cab could easily happen. Taxi Cab Confessions. Definitely
bring taxi that Taxi Cab Confessions was that's funny.
Definitely bring
explain,
that back.
Explain, please.
Taxi Cab Confessions.
You didn't watch any of these?
No. Bro, this was like, yo, if you were up after 10 p.m.
He probably had the PBS channel.
No, it was on HBO. HBO had
no, I'm saying he probably had the PBS channel with the fucking
so Taxi Cab Confessions was basically, yo, get in this yellow cab and talk about your, like, sex story, like, the wildest sex stories that you have. And that was the show.
Yeah.
That these are shows, bro. Like Katie Morgan had a show where she was educating people on sex. Great show.
And Bang Bros bought Taxi Cab Confessions and made Fake Taxi.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, it's basically it's different premise.
That was a joke, guys.
Oh, I was about to say Fake Taxi.
Right? Yeah.
What you described is definitely not Fake Taxi.
Yeah.
The premise.
Yeah. Nah.
So 100% different.
It was a joke.
Another show to bring back.
Am I lying?
Yeah. They got the idea from him, definitely.
You gotta bring back Cat House.
I don't.
You can't bring back Cat House. You can't bring back Cat House. I'm wilding for that.
That was a wild.
Yeah.
You know what I loved watching on Friday? Wipeout.
Ooh.
Wipeout's good though.
Wipeout
that's a good show.
Fire.
That's a good show.
Yes, that show make new episodes.
Yeah, John Cena's though.
The funniest shit in the world, bro. It just would come on randomly with no structure. It would just show niggas falling. And further into the show, it would show people getting further in front of them. Like, yo, bro, who am I following here? Because I don't know what's going on. And it would be like, oh, yeah, he finished it this time. It took him an hour to finish this shit.
But I think everyone who watched Wipeout on TV at some point was like, I could do that shit.
I'm definitely not getting it. The red balls,
I can't do that.
You know what it is?
You know what it is? I've seen people clear it. I've seen people clear all the obstacles. But if you fall once into the water and you're slippery, it's over.
The whole time.
It's over. And the thing is, they don't clean the shit. So, like, let's say you're last to go.
Yeah,
and all y'all motherfuckers have slipped. The balls are slippery as shit. The shit where, like, you're on, like, the wall and the ledge is skinny and the shit pushes you. It's slippery as fuck. Yeah. So you already breaking your ankles. Like, if you're last, you're destined to lose.
Is that automated or is it niggas
behind it? Nah, they definitely pressing buttons.
Yeah, they definitely, bro, I'll never forget.
They be socking niggas, bro.
There was one episode.
This should be disrespectful.
This woman was trying to go and it kept doing this.
Oh, yeah.
So she's like, just on it like this. And I was like, as a kid, I was like, yo, they water right now. But I was like, that's how I know someone's pushing it because the one dude went by, it was like, it didn't do
it
nothing.
Wasn't crazy.
When the girl went by, it was I was like, yo, they're not trying to win it all, bro. That's crazy.
Did you guys ever watch Ninja Warrior?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Ninja Warrior's a classic. Them strong, athletic motherfuckers.
Yeah. You know what they got to bring back too? Pros versus Joes.
I feel like
that show was.
I feel like that's
they need to bring back Spike TV programming.
Somebody will cry.
that show was fire though.
But pros were especially now because of social media.
Somebody would definitely like be like, "Oh, you bullying them?" Because
they have people like Bill Goldberg fucking laying people out
for no reason.
Bill Goldberg was
terrible at football.
I don't want to offend anybody, but is Biggest Loser still on TV?
I don't know.
TLC, listen, TLC is going to make fun of somebody.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't doubt it.
I wouldn't
doubt
it.
Fat people, little people, people with too many kids. TLC just.
There's a lot of those nowadays.
Yeah. TLC be wilding on niggas, bro. I don't know why. Broke people, people who can't afford good houses, people who had two nice houses. TLC has a show discriminating low key against everybody.
Yeah, perfect channel.
But it's perfect. I mean, they don't.
So here were the pros that were on this on pros versus Joes. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna just do the NFL ones for now.
Okay.
Bill Goldberg, Jim McMahon, Jerry Rice, Bo Jackson. Bill Romanowski.
Okay.
Fucking Royce himself. Kevin Green. Morton Anderson. And Herschel Walker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
They were all on there. And I remember there's one with, like, Bill Goldberg, and I think it was Romanowski. And it was basically an Oklahoma drill that the Joes had to do.
Oh, my gosh.
And they basically feed you the ball, and you got to get through. You got to get by, I think the two Joes were blocking. So one's blocking Goldberg, and the other one's blocking Romanowski. Bro, CTE City, bro. CTE City. Some of the NBA pros, Dennis Rodman.
Come on now.
Muggsy Bogues.
That's more fair.
That's a joke.
Unless it's a vertical.
Xavier McDonald, Clyde Drexler, and Dominique Wilkins.
That didn't get mixed by Clyde Drexler.
Yo, but I feel like, yo, if we bring back pros versus Joes, I feel like the pros that we have now are more skilled. Like, we just named, like, the NFL pros are hard hitters, but, like,
you can have Deshaun Watson, Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Hernandez.
Oh man.
What?
Aaron Hernandez was still in the NFL when he did what he did. Just know.
Yeah.
But,
OJ Simpson.
Yo.
Al Harrington would definitely be on pros versus Joes now. And that's disgusting.
Anybody who's on the big three right now, they're in the pros versus
Steven,
Joes.
Steven Jackson.
Thug Money Jackson's definitely in there.
Dwight Howard.
No. Yo. Nate Robinson. No, not Nate Robinson.
Nate Robinson would definitely be on.
Isaiah Thomas is on pros versus Joe's putting in work.
Nate Robinson.
He's still on a roster right now, so technically he wouldn't be there.
Yeah, but he'd make more money out of I need Mansers. Mansers gotta come back.
Mansers.
Oh, 1,000 Ways to Die. Pros versus honestly, Joes, like
well,
we said.
Honestly, we can leave 1,000 ways to die.
They got through 1,000.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. Well, it was one season.
Bro, I'm not going to lie.
Because now there's a million.
Way
there's
more than 1,000.
There's way more than,
they definitely showed more than 1,000.
But I'm saying, like, we can bring back 1,000 ways to die easily.
But the thing is, you have to change the name because as I watched that show, I realized there's way more than 1,000.
And you make it a TikTok. These don't have to be on television. Each TikTok episode is one way to
you
die.
You
want
to scare the shit out of kids at night.
That's fine.
Viewer discretion is advised.
What I was going to say about the sports betting, because you reminded me.
Mansers hosted by Kevin Samuels. Go. You can keep going.
That's crazy.
I feel like... Well, I was going to say this in a way that did not sound sexist, because I'm not trying to go that route. Oh, okay. But I feel like there's going to be a discovered problem with sports betting if regular Joes... like us, start making more money sports betting than female athletes. Because I'm not going to lie. The people in New Orleans, and I'm not even trying to be funny. The people, those guys in New Orleans made $138,000 off one bet.
All right. This is how you fix that. Make the bets on the WNBA games way higher than normal bets.
Should I put on some WNBA?
Wait, but that's, you know what I mean? That doesn't help them get more money.
Yes, it does.
How?
Because they can bet on themselves. They can. Number one, they can bet on themselves. Number two, you know how many people are going to watch now that I have money behind this game?
I'm not watching a WNBA game.
I'm not going to hold you.
You know how my first problem with what you're doing
you
is
you know
that?
What? I will watch. I'm sorry if I offended
anybody. But no, my first discrepancy with what you do with your bets was that you don't know about teams you're betting against all the time, right?
I'm betting on...
There's people that are not going to know who the hell these girls are. I'm betting money.
I'm betting on Liz Cambridge to score whatever.
You didn't even say her name right.
She's fine. It don't matter. It does not matter.
Yo. Why is Manny not the commissioner of the WNBA?
But you know there's gonna be a serious dialogue. They're gonna be like, why do we have to bet on ourselves on FanDuel to make a living salary?
Which nobody's watching. You have to give people an incentive. All right, think about how much programming's on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to watch the WNBA when I can watch the actual NBA.
Woo!
Like I'm not saying it's a sexist thing, but it's like everybody already has their team. I'm gonna watch a different version of a sport that I already watched?
I mean, it's true that they made betting like a higher profit from betting on WNBA games. People are watching more.
Come on.
When does the WNBA season start?
I think after the NBA season.
Yeah. I was wilding when I just said what I just said. I'm sorry.
I think it does start after the NBA season.
A lot of people were happy for Candace Parker and the Chicago Sky winning the
first. I didn't even know she was in Chicago. I thought she was somewhere else before.
She was in LA, right?
Yeah, and then she went to Chicago.
Know. Where's Liz Cambridge? First,
fucking LA, I think.
Nice. I'm an LA fan.
Vegas, I think.
I'm a Vegas fan. No matter. I'm going to Vegas. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
It sounds like you bet on her and on her.
I think the only reason I don't watch the WNBA is just because I don't watch the NBA that much either. I know a lot about basketball, but I don't watch every NBA game.
With these, like, it's easy to watch football because it's 17 games, bro, and then playoffs. Like, so every game means something. Yeah. In the NBA, literally the players tell you, until after All-Star break, we don't care.
They don't.
So I'm like, if y'all don't care, why am I going to care?
Yeah.
And then with baseball, I'm never going to care. I'm not caring unless I'm there. And even when I'm there, I'm like...
So you wouldn't bet on a baseball game?
Nah, it's too complicated.
Too much
shit.
I ain't gonna lie. It's like 18 guys, 192 fucking games. I don't know.
If the WNBA let Jake Paul and them niggas do their marketing and their promotions, they pulling some viewers. I'll tell you that much.
If they get me, I'm pulling in more. I can easily get 25 people to watch.
You
easily.
25
people easily. But
shout out to them though. They working their ass off.
Yeah. Speaking of like I said, like how people have too much to watch. Are you guys gonna be invested in VR?
Yes.
And like metaverse.
I probably can't, bro. I work 6 days a week.
But see, there was one thing where people were like, "Yo, some people are gonna start buying like a studio apartment and going home and getting on the metaverse."
To do what?
So they can live in the metaverse.
Or do
instead
anything.
Of like their apartment being like.
I don't know if I watch too much Black Mirror, but I feel like if you get way too invested in the metaverse, you will forget to actually eat food in real life, and you would die with that.
Here's another thought that I had, where I was just thinking the other day, and I'm like, so like, your metaverse person, he's gonna have an algorithm basically, because you're gonna be doing basically the same shit.
It's the internet.
Yeah.
So if you die. What if you live on through the metaverse?
As an AI,
because it'll know all your tendencies.
Yeah, so you've just been bodified.
Yeah,
it's making my brain hurt right now.
So I'm just saying,
it's definitely
long until we live on forever through the metaverse?
It's somewhat kind of already happening. Not that
and it's too new. Nobody really has the fucking VR technology yet. Really, there.
I'll put it this way, you know. This has sort of been going on, not exactly how you said it, but it's been going on pretty much since the dawn of online gaming. Because, like, right now, you got a Switch. If you got Animal Crossing, you die. You know, your person is still, like, somebody could... Now, I'm not an Animal Crossing person, but apparently you can, like, pull up to somebody else's...
World.
Animal world. Animal Cross... Street.
That's an island, nigga.
Yeah. You pull up to their crib, and they're still there, just... But the actual person is, like, dead. And also, you know it's not like you can visit someone in every game, but, you know, you can go and see someone's, like, whatever they were wearing the last time they logged on.
Just want to make sure that I can probe... Like, if I die... Don't visit me in the metaverse and go, oh my god, he's still with us. I don't want to see that, ever.
You got what you want.
I feel it coming, bro. I feel it, bro. It's in my bones.
He's educated feeling again.
Yeah, no. This is like, I know for certain that somebody's going to do some dumb shit like that. Where they're like, yo, we're going to live through him in the metaverse.
So are you going to be involved in the metaverse hit? Is that what you're telling us you are?
No, mostly because it's not, I know for a fact, like, the most you can get on a VR headset is, like, 156 gigs of storage or whatever. That ain't nothing, bro.
That's not.
Red Dead Redemption takes up 100. So I know that the graphics ain't there.
Warzone 200.
Things are going to...
No, but I'm saying, we're at least 5-6 years away from...
I'll probably never indulge in the metaverse.
You say that.
No, I'm saying, because if you face racism in real life... Can you imagine what Connor 12 blocks away is going to say to you on this headset?
Especially when you got the bodysuit on, so now you got to feel him being racist on you. Like, you just walk and he punches you in the chest. He's
going to digitally spit on you. And it's going to be the worst. Digitally? Because honestly, like, we've all played Call of Duty.
Yeah, yeah.
We all know how we talk when we're mad or we're losing at a game. Now, not imagine me. some fucking kid has a bad day.
Yep.
He puts on his fucking headset. He's like, fuck this guy. Gets on the metaverse. Ain't no bitch. Like, yeah.
And then if you experience racism in the metaverse, yo, what happens?
You can't do shit.
Is there metal police?
Bro, honestly,
the one thing about real life. Is if you say it to me in real life, you know, it's not much I could do. You either gotta do something about it or you gotta let it go. In the metaverse, bro, I'm hitting the report button.
Yeah, bro.
Hitting the report button.
But it's nothing real.
This ain't real life.
Yeah, because the thing is, you can do it on Twitter, the same results happen. You get reported, Twitter's like your wallet, get banned.
But that's it, like, bro, but there's no consequences.
There's no metacops.
Yeah. It's all on the internet.
Bro, we should start NFT Meta Police.
Meta Police?
Meta Police, bro.
Who digitized niggas with fuck? We gotta do this.
Mark Zuckerberg's gonna be
your door. There definitely will pay us to be meta police.
But like, I'm not dealing with that. If you think there's crime now,
you gotta turn on your metal body.
Imagine
cam.
Giving people an alternate reality where they can literally do whatever the fuck they want in the comfort of their own home.
There's police in GTA.
Yeah, and look how we treat them. And look how we treat them. Yeah.
But after a while, you literally go, you know what? Just kill me. Or you just tell one of your friends,
Go. But that doesn't mean you stop committing crime.
Listen.
And the thing is, the problem with the metaverse is, it's not like you can physically die in the metaverse. You can keep coming back. Have you ever obeyed a traffic stop in GTA?
Sometimes.
Have you ever looked at a red light and said, I'm a fucking stop?
When I'm really bored, yes.
Yeah. Oh, when you're bored. So when you're not bored, you break all the rules. That's how the metaverse is going to be.
That's true.
Bunch of badass people trying to escape their boring ass life. Trying to find a thrill, do some shit that they probably only imagined.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bunch of fucking sickos, man. Like, what the fuck?
All right. So about dying and still living on through the metaverse, just to put a pin on that.
Yeah.
You guys, is that not weird to you?
No.
Do you want to live on through the metaverse?
If I choose to.
If you can live through the metaverse, like, it remembers all your fucking algorithms.
But who would regulate what it's doing?
Yeah, I would hope not.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Facebook does that all the time.
No, but I'm saying, when you say live on through the metaverse, you mean like your character
is continuing
daily life?
Yeah.
Nah, just let me go.
I'll put it this way. Yes. End game.
I'll put it this way. Generally, you should just not let the metaverse freak you out, because go pick up your phone right now. If you've updated your iPhone to the latest shit, you know, and there's something in settings called legacy contacts. What is a legacy contact? It's someone that you set that will receive all of your data after you die.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You can do that now.
Huh? Yeah. How does your phone know you died? What if you just stop paying your bills?
I haven't figured that out yet. Too. I haven't figured that part out yet because I'm not dead.
Like, you know, like, how crazy we are? Like, now right before you die, you gotta fucking hit the button four times or whatever.
I imagine that there's a point where the Apple will be notified. Right, like, you die, at some point that phone's no longer in use.
Yeah, I don't know what happens to all my accounts after, like, you die. Like, who the fuck is gonna check my FanDuel?
No one.
I need the picks.
There's lost
picks that need to be made.
That's right. Like the idea. Like, there's like lost crypto wallets on the internet that you can just grab and like pull Bitcoin from.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that. Yeah.
No, it's not doubt. It exists. It's a thing. Like, this is a.
But I'm saying, like, how would you know that? Because you know, there's stories of people who forgot their passwords.
Yeah, they don't have the recovery phrases. Yeah. They don't have anything. They just lost.
Yeah, so what's one guy got like $2 million in Bitcoin.
Yeah, and he has like one. He has one password attempt left.
Yeah.
And he has millions of dollars in Bitcoin. All
right. My thing is that most people are casually gonna indulge in the metaverse, no matter what. It's as casual as the fucking.
I don't think that the metaverse itself is a problem. I'm saying something that's like there's no rules.
Besides that, because that's still the internet.
Because like you've seen the Purge movies, like
yeah, but
that's what the metaverse is not going to be this peaceful place that they're.
There's really no rules in real life.
But they're taking advantage of people. Like, all right, let's say I want to get like where if I want to create this whole outfit in the metaverse, I shouldn't have to pay what I paid in real life.
Yeah. Oh, you have to actually pay that?
Yeah, they're opening, like, brands are making their own things now in the metaverse where you can wear shit like that. But if I'm paying $200 for some Nikes in the metaverse, that's OD. Give me the Fortnite prices.
You had to see the writing on the wall already. Fortnite prices are extravagant,
too. Okay, there might be a difference of you own what you're wearing in there, and you just made yourself look a certain way. Skins are a thing in everything. You can always control how you look.
No, but I'm saying, like, because, like, everybody doesn't really know what's going on in the NFT and digital marketplace space.
Right.
People are just creating the prices to just do it. Like, if fucking Louis Vuitton was like, yo, if y'all want this Louis Vuitton bag in the metaverse, y'all gotta pay $1,200.
Right, but they can say that. Right,
but that's because everybody thinks, oh yeah, no, that's how much the price should be because that's how much it is in real life.
Right, but that's not what I'm getting at. First of all, it might be more expensive just because the idea is that if you own the NFT, it's dead ass yours and only yours.
No.
That's a different point.
The reason why Louis Vuitton is so precious is because the materials that they use are limited. You're making it limited online.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
What I'm trying to get at
is that just shows how wild humans are. Because we literally can create a world, even though it's virtual, we can create a world where we can have limitless resources.
Okay.
And people decided we're going to create limited resources.
Yeah.
So that rich people can be rich.
Profit.
So, yes.
Creating virtual capitalism is insane. And that's why we need Putin to get in the middle.
You know how crazy humans are? When COVID first happened, what was sold out?
Toilet paper?
TP. Yeah.
You ever went to the pharmacy section and all the vitamins that boost your immune system? That shit was full.
They did.
Shit was full as fuck. Listen, man. But paper towels.
The nigga did the mathematics right there. Yo. He did the mathematics right there.
All the shit that helps your immune system. That shit was there.
They told everybody the virus was coming and people ran out and got TP. To wipe their ass. And
but the logic behind that was we thought we were going to be in the crib for a while. And I was like, yo, we only got like 8 weeks.
No. I'm not disputing that. But the first thing you're thinking of, damn, we gonna be in the crib for a while. Let me try to not get sick. So I don't die. Yeah, that's
In my house we had vitamins. Did I take the vitamins? No. I worked out though. So.
It was a lot of emergency.
Yeah, it was a lot of ignorance at the beginning. Remember that rumor black people couldn't get COVID?
Yeah.
So you had black people outside, no mask. Fuck y'all white niggas. This is God saying, fuck y'all for slavery.
Yeah, and then you know
Don't worry, it's just
the people that died the most from the COVID were black and Hispanic people, which is pretty wild because I think the reason why was because number one, how close everybody lives to each other, and number two, most of the nurses are black or Hispanic.
Yeah.
And you know,
I'll tell you one thing, the world was in a frenzy when Idris Elba said he got it.
That
was technically the first nigga.
Yeah.
The first black guy to get it. That celebrity black guy. They was like, what?
Yeah. Once Idris Elba and Tom Hanks were like,
Yeah.
That's what people took it seriously. Yeah,
exactly. I just wanted to say, back to the metaverse thing, there's like clothing things, simple things that don't have real use, people are just going to make naturally and normally and casually for free for themselves and for whoever they want, that which then limits what people actually monetize.
I'm not doing this metaverse shit.
Yeah, no. Because it's like a 2K when people make those clothes.
But I'm saying, you guys say you're not going to do it, but you are. You play video games regularly right now. You're on the internet every day of your lives. Okay. Right now.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Listen, once the graphics get there, I'm in there.
I'm not doing it.
But there are virtual reality games that are beautiful to look at.
No.
I am on record saying for a while, the only VR game I would play, I forgot what the name of it is.
Bang.
That's not a game. You're just on a website.
No. Leveling up.
There's this game, bro. There's this game where you're
different
basically
loadouts.
The main character. Wow. Basically, it's a VR game where the protagonist has schizophrenia.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, and then, like, you hear the voices and shit. And they said the warning is like, yo, if you play this game enough, you might go crazy. And I kind of want to experience that.
All right. When we see DeJour on the train, acts of a change. Because that's what's going to happen. You're going to self-develop schizophrenia?
I don't think if I ever went crazy, I'd be asked for a change. I think I'd be like a murderer.
Yeah, see? This nigga's
not. Why would you willingly play this game?
It's funny because it's a lot of horror games that actually have great, amazing quality.
Yeah.
Curtis was a really good game.
I did the worst transition because I kind of want to talk about Kanye and Julia Fox.
Okay.
Mostly because
this is how I win.
I don't even know who Julia Fox is.
Yeah, man.
So she was the chick from Uncut Gems. If y'all have seen Uncut Gems.
The girl with her ass out?
Yes.
I saw that picture a lot.
The girlfriend.
Oh, so, Adams, okay.
Yeah, so
that's the only picture I saw from that movie, by the way. Because it was on the internet. It was on Twitter. It was like, look at her ass. And I was like,
Yeah, she got a nice BBL, man.
Oh, yeah. She got a BBL?
Yeah. I mean, who am I? But what I did want to say is, I think it's hilarious what they're doing.
I'm going to look up who she is.
Mostly because nobody sees the irony of what he's doing.
Julia Roberts and Kanye?
No, Julia Fox.
Julia Fox. Are they together?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They did a whole magazine spread of their first date.
But I thought Kanye was trying to get back with Kim.
No, not anymore. But I think that the reason why he's doing all of this and how he's doing it is because, so Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, right? They're trying to make it seem like, oh, we're just trying to be low-key, but then like the paparazzi just randomly finds us and does all of these things. And now here comes Kanye West doing a photo shoot for his first date with a girl and like making it a whole spread and stuff like that.
Wasn't he with like Floyd Mayweather and AB and Madonna and all
and her and Julia Fox was also there.
Wow.
This was like a couple days ago.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. I feel like he's doing this just to be ironic. Kim's doing this like subliminally and I'ma do it like on purpose.
Oh, that's how you took
because
it.
Because she's doing it on purpose.
Oh, okay,
too.
Yeah.
Like that's what I'm seeing. But everybody's making it seem like, oh, Kanye's corny because he's doing this. I'm like, he's doing the exact same thing Kim is doing.
Yeah.
But not making it seem like they're trying to avoid paparazzi. He's leaning into what they're doing.
I can see that.
Yeah. I had no idea about this, but you described me, it literally sounds like Kanye was like, I dated her. I know this isn't by accident. This is on purpose.
He did a whole magazine spread on their first date and shit like that. And I'm like, yo, he's doing it to troll. This is all a fucking Kanye West.
But do you think Kim actually likes Pete Davidson? Or she just likes the attention?
That it doesn't even matter because he's doing the same thing with her. Yo, for their first date, he took her to a hotel room, and the closet was filled with clothes. And she could just have whatever clothes she wanted.
That's what Pete Davidson did?
No, that's what Kanye did for her.
Oh, okay.
And then I just think it's all just he's mirroring everything Kim's doing.
Uh-huh.
But he's doing it.
To
be like, yo, this is how it actually should be done. Because Kanye's a fucking madman.
Jackass.
Yeah, he is a jackass. I'm not going to hold you, but listen. Am I mad at him for getting with Julia Fox? No. Listen, I'm trying to uncut Jim my way.
That's crazy.
She looks kind of old. How old is she?
I don't know. She's probably like late 20s, maybe.
You know what I mean? He's like, no, bro.
Yeah. Y'all supporting your mans if he has an OnlyFans, like retweeting this shit?
You know what's crazy? Oh, you said retweeting and shit?
Yeah. Not subbing to it.
No.
I won't watch. I won't sub. I'll retweet.
That's what I'm saying. Like, y'all going to promote it?
I'll tell chicks about it.
You would tell girls about your man's OnlyFans?
If I got female friends, right? Not like a chick that I'm like, got rhythm with. If I got female friends and they like subscribe to shit, be like, oh, you know, one of my boys got OnlyFans. You want to check that shit out? I don't know if you like
it. I support it the way I support SoundCloud rappers.
You gonna watch this shit, bro?
No. Well, I have it on in the background. You know, to get the views and then I'll post it.
Yeah, nah, bro, no. That's too much.
I probably wouldn't retweet it.
I can't.
Just because I've been like very intricate with my social media presence over the last year. So I wouldn't. And that's just like for anybody, female or male. That's my friend. Well, I wouldn't retweet y'all OnlyFans. I'm sorry.
To be honest, sir, I've never retweeted sexual content either.
Yeah. No, I did when I was in undergrad. Yeah, as y'all know. But like, I'm not doing that now. I'm like an adult.
Yeah, like, I just don't know, like, if one of our boys has an OnlyFans.
Well, I'm a clown, that nigga.
I'm not sure how.
I can't clown him. Because if you fucking, I mean. Like, that's Tiger got one. Tiger, he didn't feel me? Like, if,
but does let's his, say Tiger does was, his mans retweet that shit?
No,
or
well,
put it on their IG
story? Well, I'm only
it's
saying.
Tiger.
I'm only saying I wouldn't retweet because I try to keep my social media a little bit professional now.
Yeah.
Not like I don't support my boy. Like let's say one of us had one. You hitting, I mean, feel me? That shit, Joey. I mean.
Nah.
It's look, just, if you hand shorties on OnlyFans, that's you. I mean, I can't judge you. I mean, bro, there's people out here getting money doing worse.
Yeah, like betting
uncontrollably. Yeah, probably. Like, would you rather have a betting addiction where you could lose money, or just have sex with a whole bunch of women on OnlyFans?
Yeah,
that's you, bro. I just can't retweet it.
Yeah.
Look, man, I've mastered the art of supporting many people in many different fields from afar. You know, just
that's true too.
You know, normalize being able to support people from a distance. You know, I fuck with the shit. Good job.
Keep doing what you're doing. Now, if you can't retweet and you don't sub, how do you support though?
That's the question.
Just words of encouragement.
Words of encouragement.
Oh, matter of fact, be like, yo, that girl in the last video, that's like a friend from kindergarten. She said you did a really good job.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Keep doing what you're doing. Yeah, right?
She let me know privately.
Yeah.
Great on the champion.
Yeah.
Next time, relax. She was a little loose.
That's crazy.
She's a little loose when I got her.
Oh, my God.
I mean.
All right, let's stop before we turn into one of those podcasts.
Fresh and fit?
We'll never be that.
I will say this about Fresh and Fit. Some days they're okay. Some days they're like, damn, bro.
I've never heard of them until they do some wild shit.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Days actually pretty illogical.
I feel like there's like a bunch of pressure being a podcast with a room full of niggas sometimes, because it's like
they'd be like a room full of females though.
No, but I'm saying if there's a bunch of girls in here,
mm-hmm.
We would talk about all the same topics that we talked about right now, because it's not even that crazy. But it's like for them to be that wild,
they'd be wildin'
in front, like. So, like,
Which they are you talking about?
No, I'm saying...
The host or the girls?
No, but I'm saying the girls probably go there because they never listen. They just know that they have a pod. So they're like, oh, no, the pod's lit, so we'll go. And then they go on, and then they listen to what they're saying.
they're like, yo, what the fuck?
What are we sitting through?
Like, this gotta be... But I'm saying, like, bro, for us to be, like, five guys right here, right now, and we gotta sit here and just be decent people... Bare minimum, just decent people. It shouldn't be that much pressure. But for me, I feel like there is so much pressure because the stigma that's going around with people having a pod now is so crazy.
They said whenever you see a bunch of dudes in a room with mics, they should be immediately stoned, bro.
Look, man.
Nigga, they said, girls, if you find a mic in that nigga house, throw it. Just throw that shit.
Yo, and that's the thing. I'm like, so on Tinder, right? The profession, I just put that I got a pod or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And girls will hit me up talking about, like, oh, so you have a pod. And now I gotta explain, I'm like, I have a pod, but it's not what you're thinking. Right? It's not what you think, I promise.
You know what's crazy, though?
Probably is.
You know what's crazy? About that.
Okay.
Not every male podcast is like Fresh and Fit, though.
But the ones that get shown the most are the ones that are just terrible.
But that's the thing about society in general, is like, we all know about the male suicide rate, male mental health and all this shit. And they're like, okay, well, men need to have a safe space to talk about shit and do whatever it is. That's all fun. That's all fine.
It's funny.
They love to say that shit until
you gotta
guys actually express themselves and their truth.
Yeah.
And then that's when you said the ones that are really, really famous are the ones where they like airing their grievances about like society, women, and blah, blah, how to treat.
You can't.
Like,
no shit be bullshit.
Yeah, they wilded out. They were like, yo, I would never
I'm not talking about Fresh and Fit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not talking about Fresh and Fit. Fresh and Fit is. They be wilding.
Yeah, yeah.
They be wilding. No, like, bro, I remember I watched, like, one, like, 10-second clip, and he's the first thing he said, hey, men don't like you bitches. No, that's not what he said. That's what he said. He's like, he told all the girls, he was like, if you want a good man, you're gonna have to share him. That's the first thing he said. He said, for you to get your dream guy, he's gonna be fucking other bitches.
Bro,
the pod is just started. But that, and I was like, what the fuck are they talking about?
That's what I'm saying, because I'm like, Number one, no.
Yo,
and number two, like,
can't be doing that, bro.
You can't give this advice when you don't even have successful relationships. Like,
yeah.
I feel like most of this relationship advice being given out is by a bunch of single dudes.
Niggas are getting no
bitches.
They weren't given this advice when they had no money. That should be into a, like, when they're given this advice, their bank account or their, like, following should be posted at the bottom. Bro. Like, I can give this advice because I don't get pussy because of who I am. Bro, I get it because of who I am.
Me and my girl say this shit all the time. The people that are on the internet giving relationship advice for the last decade are all single.
Yeah.
Men and women. Yeah. But, like, if you are single, I don't think you can give a relationship advice. Unless you've been in, like, a million relationships and you're just genuinely choosing to not be in one.
But I'm like, not asking Rex Ryan how to win a Super Bowl. Just
no. But, like, half the people that are giving them now are, like, single.
Yep.
And, like, can't find a girl or find a guy. And I'm just like, who are you? You can't help yourself.
Every time.
You don't ask a bum how to make money. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Most of these people that be talking on TV about athletes have never, either played the game or won at the highest level.
Bro, Adam
Schefter. Bill Belichick ain't going on fucking ESPN talking about, this is what they should do, because he's doing it right now. Yeah. He got smoked today, but he still got smoked with seven rings.
Listen, Adam Schefter tore his MCL.
His ACL
doing the gritty.
Yeah.
Exactly. Dusty as hell.
Yeah,
some dusty shit.
Yeah, so that's the thing. It's right. It's like, you know what? I feel like it's worse on the people commenting on the terrible fucking statements by anybody, more so because it's like, if you know it's wrong, why are you even talking about it? So now everybody's going to be talking about it. Okay. And now if a bunch of people are talking about how wrong it is, you know what comes with people talking about how wrong it is? People saying how right it is.
Yeah.
And now,
at some point, it's satire. I feel like some people get on these podcasts and just say blatant shit just for satire.
Yeah. Because
it's like,
I'm not calling that satire.
I'm going to say this again. I'm not talking about Fresh and Fit no more, because from when I've watched it, I think they actually believe what the shit they're saying all the time.
Because they be jumping out the fucking window.
And the thing is, sometimes they're, if this road is correct and this road is incorrect, sometimes they're in the middle.
Yeah.
But most of the time, they are, like, so far.
But wouldn't you want to be like that? If every time you say something that's the absolute wildest thing and people react, whether it's right or wrong, wouldn't you want to keep doing that then?
No, but
you have no incentive to be like, you know what? Even if I feel like, bro, the sky is blue, I'm going to just wild out and say it's pink. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because I can do it and people are going
to... If your objective is to get views and to get fame and to get money, then you can do that.
You can't be right.
That's what's in right now.
Yeah.
You like a formal podcast where you just talk about real shit, that's not entertaining enough for, sadly enough, people our age.
Mm-hmm. And isn't this people often?
Exactly. People want to be upset. People want to look at shit and be like, you're fucking wrong. Yeah. Or like, who the fuck is this guy to say that? Like, people want to do that. So like... For what they want to achieve, they are doing exactly what they need to do.
Yeah, they basically got it.
But I think the negatives to what they're doing is, like you said, now, I'm just talking about, like, girls. Now every girl thinks that a nigga that talks on a podcast or has a podcast is, like, Fresh and Fit.
Yeah. And now, now we got to sit here and be like, all right, guys.
Like, so, Fresh and Fit is worse than Kevin Samuels.
Yeah.
Like, women are now, like, listening to Kevin Samuels and say, oh, he can be fair.
Yeah.
Fresh and Fit is, I've never seen an episode of Fresh and Fit where they legit were fair to women.
They wild out.
They be bugging.
They wild out.
Or they be wilding.
But it's crazy to me because I'm like, yo, you got to, like, it's two dudes and then, like, seven girls. I'm like, how is this even, like, how are they just not giving back to anything that they're saying?
Yeah.
Because they'll just be like, listen, I don't know.
My thing is, you can either be yourself and, you know, just generate whatever likes and comments that's going to generate, or you can be inflammatory, say whatever the fuck you want that's going to generate the clicks.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know people who are doing these other podcasts, but when I come here, you know, I'm gonna just say, you know, I'm just say and do, you know, what I came here to do, which is just, it's like I feel like when I do this and when we do this, it's like a stream of consciousness versus fucking just an try agenda. To.
Yeah, agenda-driven. We could be sellouts if we wanted to.
Yeah,
we could have. This entire season, we could have did shit for views.
Anybody can get in front of a camera and just fucking wild out. It's the same thing like when you're on Instagram or Twitter and you see like something that's meant to rile people up, and people are gonna bite.
Yep, every time,
every single time.
You want a sellout moment? Levante, your love guru advice of the day. Let's go.
That's not a sellout moment at all.
It is.
You want to know what a sellout moment is? You're going to have to cut this out.
No. I don't want to know the sellout moment.
I like my sellout option.
Yeah, let's just go to Levante's relationship advice.
I'm talking to everybody in society right now. You know, I don't really like a lot of you motherfuckers.
So, that's not a sellout. This is real as hell. This is the real as you can be. That's not a sellout at all.
So, like, you know, I really just do me. Because at the end of the day, and you know, everyone should be doing that. Because if you're
doing
not,
you?
Doing themselves.
He said, I'm doing me. Everyone should be doing that. Doing you?
Everybody does
you
themselves.
See, you see, what you just did right there. I'm going to say inflammatory type pods like to get people on the show just so they can put them in that position for a got you moment or so they can get some comments. You know what? Fuck all that. Because people do that shit in their love life and in, you know, all types of relationships and shit too. If you're one of those people, fuck you.
All right, hold on. You want me to set you up for the relationship advice? I can give you.
Because I didn't really approach that.
That shit came out.
Just so we'll all sell out. Everyone in this pod right now that's not a relationship, give relationship advice.
All right, here's the thing.
He kicked the leg up. Here's what it's gonna be.
Remember, I had the Tinder run, but here's what I learned from that Tinder.
Oh, get the mic ready.
Here's what I learned from. Let me move the mic up.
Get the mic sturdy.
It's impossible to win, bro. It's impossible to win. Because you know why?
Oh.
So here's what you have to deal with. All right, you both swipe on each other.
Okay. This is just specifically Tinder or on life?
Let's just say on Tinder. Okay. Well, this could even apply to real life too. Because here's why. Let's say I ask somebody, because usually you gotta ask them, all right, so like, what are you looking for out of this? Like, we all got on Tinder for a reason.
Yes.
So what did you get on here for? And then right away.
Are you reading messages?
I'm going to like an example. So one of the most recent ones that I can remember.
Okay.
99% of the time, when I ask that question, they act like I'm asking because I'm like, yo, I wanna fuck. Mm-hmm. Let's fuck right now. And then, so they'll usually respond with like, I'm not trying to hook up. I'm trying to find, you know, and then they'll talk about like a relationship or like stuff like that and stuff like that. And then like, when they ask me, I'll be like, you know, I'll respond how I'll respond.
And then, how do you respond?
Yeah, why you dodge that?
All right.
Don't tell us what they say.
Because I'll be like, all right, I'll be like, you know what, to be honest, I'm not even trying to, you know, be that dude to be like, yeah, I'm trying to fuck off rip too. And if that's not what you want, then I'm out of here. Because I'm like, yo, if I want it, I don't feel like you're being honest right now.
Because I'm saying you think it's too much.
Because I'm saying, like, if I wanted to, I could be that person already.
Uh-huh.
But I choose to not be that person already. It sounds crazy coming out of my mouth.
You sound like the worst person when you say it like
that. No. But I'm saying, like, we all have a choice. We can all choose to either have our preferences or choose to just go out and do whatever the fuck we want. You know what I'm saying?
So then, are you saying that you tell them that you're just here to be cool, and if something comes from it, then something comes from it?
Exactly. That'll be basically my answer.
Is that exactly how you word it?
That's basically how I word everything. I'll be like, yo, I came on here with no expectations. I'm just on here. Whatever happens, happens.
To meet people, whatever happens.
Yeah, whatever happens, happens.
I think that's fair.
I'm not mad to, like, if we go on a couple dates and then something comes of it, cool or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And then they'll be like, but most of the guys I talk to usually just want to hook up. Yeah. And then that's where I sit there and I'm like,
I'm not most of these,
you know,
niggas. I'm
I know, but the worst thing, that is the that worst thing you can say is I'm not like most of these guys. Because everybody's not like most of these guys. Everybody. Even the guys who are these guys.
And this is where there's a great divide between like niggas that like mean it and niggas that just say it. Because I told my girlfriend before, she was my girlfriend, you've never met me before. And she actually took me on my word, and we've been together for almost 3 years. But I also understand there's niggas that just want to get in the cheeks and be like, I ain't like the rest of these niggas.
But I be feeling bad too, because I'm like, when I say it, I'll be like, yo, I don't want to say that I'm like, I'm not like most of these guys, because you've probably heard that from every single guy. Yeah, but all I'm going to say is, I'm not like most of these guys. And I don't be lying, though.
Okay, but watch this. And I don't just be because lying, you said that, I'm going to ask everyone a question.
Oh, God.
And I'm assuming when, because we've all had at least one girl that we were being genuine with, right? Have we all had that at least?
I'm genuine. We're like,
I'm just saying, no, I know you're in a relationship and you're not cheating on her. I'm not saying like that. I'm saying within our lifetime, we've all had a girl that we legit just wanted to see how things went, right?
That's usually me most of the time.
Okay, so watch this. I'm asking, do you get frustrated that there's phrases that you can't say when you're legit being genuine because some fucking fuckboy done used it?
Yeah.
I used to run into that shit all the time. I'm like, I'm dead ass not trying to do nothing.
And then that's the other thing. They have a preconceived notion of me as a human being. They'll be like, oh my God, you probably talk to all these hoes like
that. Don't let and you I'm like, ever say, yeah, I was hanging out with one of my homegirls. The word homegirl got these chicks in a frenzy, nigga. I can't say homegirl nothing. My homegirl, and that's just how I talk. It's very throwbacky. Homegirl just means that's my friend. She just so happens to be a girl.
Look, man.
They'll take homegirl as, oh, y'all fucking.
I think only in the 2010s do you have to walk through cones to tell the truth. Like, you should just be able to tell the truth. No, I'm not trying to do that. I just want to chill.
Yeah.
You can't say that shit now. Even if you just actually trying to chill, you have to be like, I just want to spend time. We don't have to be in a house. We can be out in a public set. Like, you have to do all of this to get to a goal where it used to just be this. But then the people that lie to get the box, they like... No,
Here's maybe. And I really, you know, I feel like we have to thread the needle with everything we say now. Okay. Because one wrong sentence turns us into fresh and fit.
Hold on,
let me butter the biscuit before I forget what I'm going to say. Because I'm forgetting it as I'm saying it. But maybe the problem is with us trying to convince people that we're not one of these guys. Just like any of those guys, is that Tinder and social media have opened up the realm of like, yo, you can talk to so many people that you've seen it all. You've seen everything.
I was very literally about to say the age of the internet and the age of information and like just communication fucked it all.
From 2010, because like you can't even tell your truth because someone that's lied has told your truth in 20 different languages.
And then even at, like, bro, she could have dated somebody that's just like you, word for word, but then he fucked up. And your thing is, you won't fuck up the way he fucked up. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's already gone through it, so,
this
you know, the walls
are... This should be a two-parter, bro. This should be a two-parter. Because I know you watch Too Hot to Handle, and this shit comes up all the time.
Yes.
Where, like, a girl has her, like, her walls up to, like, a genuinely good guy. And she's like, yeah, but my ex was also just like you. And somewhere down the line, he cheated on me. So I don't like... And it's like, bro.
But then on the show, it'll be the dude being like, yo, I'm thinking about cheating on you.
And now you gotta sit there like...
It don't start out that way, though. Yo, like the British dude and then the other girl with the
lips. That British dude was hell. I never liked him, though.
But then you remember, he was literally sitting there like, yo, fam, it's taking everything in my body to just not cheat on this girl right now. And I'm sitting there.
He said that more than one time on the show.
And then she's like, yo, fam, I just want a dude who's not going to cheat on me. And the whole time, he's like, yeah, I would never do that. I would never. And then he's doing the interviews. Yo, I just want to cheat. I'm gonna put somebody in front of me right now. I'll cheat.
You know what's crazy? Everything Manny said, it legit happened exactly like that. And they were so good with the editing. Yeah. And they go right from her saying, I just don't want no one to cheat on me. My boyfriend cheated on me. And then it'll go right to his private interview.
Yeah.
Bro, he's taking every inch of me not to cheat on me.
He's sitting there like, yeah, I lied when I said I'm not gonna cheat on her. I can't wait till we get off this island, to be honest.
Jesus Christ.
But that's what, we need FY Island back. We need to restore the vibes. We need that shit back.
I kind of wonder what it was like when people had to like send letters to each other.
I feel like in the age of like before the internet and shit like that, think about like, if you wanted to go out with somebody, you can't just DM fucking 20 girls
in one
and then hope for one to respond and shit like that. you had to like go out and meet them and talk to them
and ask their parents for permission.
Well, I'm not even talking about, I'm talking about maybe like in the 90s, like if you want to meet a girl or whatever, you go to a bar, talk to her there, not really in the street, I'm assuming, because I always found that trying to holler at somebody walking like in the street is just, calling is not, it's just so corny, like you're wasting somebody's time.
It's like 1 o'clock. Okay.
Oh, it is?
It's like 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, nah, we're
We've been riffing.
As far as being straight up genuine with people, there's never been a time where I've like come out and just been like, yeah, fucking tell these lies to X, Y, and Z so I could get what I need. That's so stupid. You know, I just tell people now, yo, bro, I'm terrible for you. Just don't come over here. It's gonna lead to some issues along the way. We're not gonna have fun.
This guy's a genius.
Just leave me
alone. Now they want to find out why he's terrible.
People have to do that in person before.
Yeah. You've seen it. Yeah. Just leave me alone. Just go with it.
My whole thing was just that. I just want to reiterate, I'm not one of these guys, bro. I'm not like them.
And then you fold. Yeah, but
that
term,
that phrase within itself is a red flag.
But then they also reword it. I don't know why off of I don't know what they get off of my vibe where they're like, nah, this guy.
You look a whore, Manny.
You have a beard. You dress nice.
No, it's not even that. You just have a beard. You genuinely look like a whore.
I don't be doing nothing.
I'm gonna tell you right
That's
now.
That's another phrase.
I'm gonna tell you.
That's another phrase that they don't like.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you who in this room does not look like a whore. It is Kenny and Levante.
Somebody don't look like mad people would disagree with you. I just tell you that.
No, right but now. Like
he has a black T-shirt and a chain on.
Well, maybe not at this very moment. Maybe not
at this with the shoes. I didn't even.
Well, he looks like a rock, honestly, right now. But
he got the Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, he got the Dwayne Johnson.
The 2022. Like you know how they rebooted Fresh Prince of Bel Air? This is if they rebooted The Rock. Just saying, I'm sorry. It's a good fit. It's a good fit.
Thank you.
But you look like a whore, Betty. Like, respectfully.
Yo, I wear cardigans.
Yo,
whores don't wear cardigans.
Yes, they do.
I'm wearing a purple cardigan.
You must not watch Euphoria.
Yeah. No, but they do drugs. They do drugs, bro. I don't do drugs.
Bro, people are like, you do drugs and overdose every day.
The Blazers.
I'm pretty sure. Juice WRLD had that same exact cardigan on when he put it on OD.
You're not. You know what?
Now that I think about it.
No, because he's not going to sit here and act like the people that overdose on drugs don't like the most chill niggas on earth.
Yeah.
It's not the typical crackheads from the 80s, bro.
Cardigans.
Even look like you are doing the most drugs.
Nike Blazers.
Yeah. Blazers, bro. That's definitely a drug addict, you know.
Yeah, bro. Like
Blazers are drug addicts.
The drug age has changed, bro. Back then, you could tell who was doing drugs, and now it's like. Kids that dress preppy or just look really chill are doing Xanax.
I watch and perks. I listen to one Nirvana song and I put this whole outfit together based off listening to the song. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh my god.
Crack definitely did something different to people.
It did.
I kind of liked the drug age back then though, because you like knew who was on the drugs.
Oh, that's because it was crack.
Now you don't know who's on the drugs.
No one does crack.
Yeah.
And not as much?
I'm not going to say no. Yeah, I was about to say, I'm not going to say no one, but.
Nah, bro, that shit is crazy. The pill niggas is nuts. Bro.
That's what I'm saying, and that's the thing. You don't know who's on the pills.
No, they're just
they look like regular people. I feel like if I'm an employer back then, I'd rather y'all all be doing heroin and crack, because I can tell. When you walk to my office, I can tell you're doing crack. I can't tell who's doing perks and Xanax. They like regular kids.
They might be on perks and Xanax while talking.
Yeah, they could.
They definitely will be.
Yeah.
With their sunken eyes.
Yeah. Like I was saying, there's still heart rates, and that's it. That's all you got.
Speaking wild, fucking articulate, because they're on Adderall. That's why. They're on Addies.
Yeah.
They yawn three times because they just popped three bennies. That's exactly why. Like, you know?
All right. So I feel like before we wrap up, I feel like we should talk about The Weeknd.
On his album?
Yeah. You guys were talking about drugs.
I only listened to Running Out of Time. What's that song? Out of Time?
Out of Time.
I listened to that song.
I love that song so much.
Yeah, I know my favorite song. Very track, John, sorry.
For some reason, his favorite song is the fucking
Phantom Regret.
It's not
Jim.
A song. It's not a song at all.
It
it's
not?
Jim Carrey talking over
it. Not gonna lie, he was barring niggas up.
Yeah.
He was.
First night I heard that shit, I was sitting in bed like this. This nigga's just, I don't know what effect they put on this nigga's
voice. You were high.
You were high.
Like, you know, it wasn't an effect. You were high.
I mean, listen.
I was like,
you were intoxicated.
This nigga spitting bars, bro. It's crazy. He's going off right now.
Maybe that's my problem. I'm sober all the time.
What's the name of that song?
Phantom Regret by Jim.
Yeah, it's Jim Carrey fucking.
I'll listen to it when I get home.
Yeah, I'll play it in the car when we go when we get out of here so you can be like, why the fuck is this happening?
Yeah, bro. Okay. But it worse than the first song by Donda when she was just saying Donda?
No, this is if Donda had words. Okay. If that Donda song had words.
Heaven and a bee in the back is closer than the tears on your face.
What?
Bro, you're yeah, just
high. Even make any sense. You're just high. I heard that shit, I was like, nah.
Yeah, so you being high, I understand, but like that's not true.
Yeah.
It's not true at all.
If you want to get into heaven, you have to be heaven yourself.
Yo, that's bro, not true. He said that shit, I was like, oh my God, bro. I've been looking for salvation my whole life.
I just want the weekend to die.
Yes, yes. And the entire message is that if you want to get into heaven, do good. Do what you believe is right to get yourself in there. Yeah, it's right there. It's within your grasp. You can always reach it.
Heaven on earth. Yeah.
Yeah.
But listen, I say all of that to say I don't want to hear The Weeknd on 80s sounding music anymore.
I like that.
It was a whole album.
I'm 80s nigga though. So
yeah, like, but enough is enough. I need. Bro, he said that this is going to be a part of a trilogy.
In the middle of the trilogy, yeah.
Yo, Ruben broke it down the other day when we were in the party.
That shit was hilarious.
Yeah, fucking, he had a fucking, what's that called? When you have not a premonition.
An epiphany,
yeah. So he was like, yo, so the first album is After Hours, where he's all fucked up and young and shit. Uh-huh. The second album's this one where he's old and talking about dying. So the third album, he's going to die and resurrect. It's going to be life after death.
Or afterlife.
Yeah,
because he says afterlife. It says afterlife.
Yeah, he does on the on the album thing as promo. So hopefully that goes back to the fucking roots of
maybe.
Let's just I don't want to hear any more sense, bro. No more sense.
And then
I fucked with him
because of all this. That last track by Jim Carrey is extra amazing.
Love it.
I don't know how. It was just okay. It was cool, but. You know what? We potted for a good while.
Yeah, we did.
You know, first pot of the year.
For a long time.
Bang, yeah, bang. First pot in a while.
Bang, bang.
Most of us got COVID in here.
Whoa.
Or we're around COVID.
Oh, you mean got it before?
Before. Yeah,
Not right now.
First of all, me and John are unicorns. We can't get COVID for 90 days.
And yeah, bro.
So we're good.
And plus, the fucking cannabis molecules block off COVID-19. So me and Levante should be good.
So I'm with the best people right now.
Yeah. You're with a unicorn.
Because I don't smoke and I haven't had COVID since it first hit the U.S.
All four of us are Will Smith and you the dog.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
In fucking I Am Legend.
We have to put him down eventually.
I'm not trying to trying to choke out DeJour, bro. You saw that scene, his fucking lip was quivering for like 7 minutes holding the dog.
This guy yells.
At least he got to make some good Taco Bell wings out of that dog.
Why? But yeah, it's first pod back.
Savage.
The merch is almost there. You know, some ideas have been made for the merch.
It's coming out good, y'all.
Yeah, it's looking pretty good. I just need, you know, have like three more things that need to be tweaked from it, but that'll come out soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
Look out for that.
I'll be no moving. God willingly, I'll be moving within a month.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And Levante, what do you got?
Man, don't get me started.
Yo, bro,
don't get me started.
You make sound like he offended you.
Nah. It's not, man. It's, you know, I'm, you know, everybody, y'all need to go listen to that Jim Carrey shit at the end of Dawn FM.
Oh my gosh.
And get your mind right.
I'm gonna put it at the end of this pod, just for you guys, since you and John love it so far.
Copyright.
Nah, fuck that. We don't make money off of this. It's fine. Yeah, what are they gonna sue me for? Zero?
They gonna sue you for the fucking sneakers, bro.
You gonna take your glasses and your cardigan.
Listen, yo, man, these glasses were 20 beans. Yo, because don't of the sue me,
cause then I'm gonna just punch you, and I'm gonna give you a reason.
I'm gonna fuck up the weekend if he sues me. I'm gonna fuck that, yo. Oh my, I'm fucking him up.
We not from Toronto, yo. Yeah. Come here.
Yeah, he ain't robbing me. He's not robbing me from my Jordans like he said on that song.
Where's this going?
I'm just saying. Why y'all threatening him? Jim Carrey? He's 5'5", bro. He's 5'5". I'll fuck him up, bro. I'll put him in a blender. John, what do you have to promote?
I'm surprised that I didn't know that A-Boy's 5'5".
Yeah, he's a midget, bro. I'm fucking him up. And you know what? I'm still putting that Jim Carrey shit at the end of this episode. Fuck that, bro.
Yo,
come take my money, bro.
Yo, bro. We just talked about how people would say crazy shit to get views.
Nah,
bro. And he's like, you know what? He was like, you know what? I'm not gonna be racist. I'm not gonna be sexist. But fuck you, weekend. Fuck the weekend. That's what he said.
Time to bring back R&B and maybe we'll fucking talk about it. I'm not listening to that 80s shit anymore.
We're not even doing this for clicks. This is just what happens.
Oh, you mean this?
This is what happens when we gotta be tame enough for this podcast. We gotta bring out that energy that we have. Because y'all don't understand the amount of New York.
Gunna sold 2,000 less copies of his albums than The Weeknd first week.
With no space, in his pants.
Pushing P.
Pushing P.
I would rather listen to Pushing P than Jim Carrey. No cap. Jim Carrey is not P.
Gunna.
That is facts, bro. He's not P.
Jim Carrey is not P.
He is not P. I don't care. Go ahead, John. What do you have to promote? I'm sorry.
You should name the vibe. Jim Carrey's not P, by the way. That's what you should name it.
It's either educated. What was it?
Educated feelings.
Educated feelings or
educated feelings.
Jim Carrey's not P. No, you should put educated feelings and then at the bottom in parentheses, Jim Carrey's not P.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Educated feelings are P, though.
Yeah. Very P.
Fuck
out. All right. Kenny?
We pushing bets.
Oh, pushing bets. Pushing me.
Nigga, this whole time we've been sitting here trying to figure out who Levante looked like.
Oh,
he
looked
like fucking Carl Thomas on that one.
No! Bro, I've never seen Levante with this much hair.
I was thinking this. I'm like, is he growing it out? Like, I'm trying to figure out what's...
Kenzo.
What are you doing stylistically?
Kenzo.
Okay, so it's been...
Kenzo FYM on Twitter, FYM World on Twitter and Instagram. Copy a shirt or some shit. Get back to taking pictures and whatnot. Hit me full booking. Levante got Carl Thomas today. He looked like he's about to get the braids.
He just wants to talk. I was wondering. I'm like, Levante with the braids would be a move.
Oh, man.
2020.
It was a thing.
That's a scary thought for me to go back to because. We'll see how far we grow this thing out. It's been 8 years since I've done the coming to America look. we gotta keep it going because
you gotta at least get that shit edged up though, bro.
Let me. It's an effective haircut, low key. It's effective.
Wait, what? Like not getting a haircut is effective, or just getting shape ups?
You gotta get your shit.
No, just going straight.
Natural.
I'm. This is the Dawn FM.
Which is the Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
I hate this.
Yo, why get a haircut? You're only gonna cut your hair. The hair is just the length.
You sound like the dude who used to do the Apple videos.
Oh. And that's how I know you're on drugs, because you just said that.
I don't do drugs. Oh, him?
The drugs do
you.
Him.
Me? I don't do drugs.
The drugs do Manny.
I'm sober. Nah. I've been sober. I haven't had drugs or alcohol all 2022.
That's a vibe.
So for 16 days. 16
is that he or not
15
he?
Days.
15 no, days, and yep. Even before that, I was home with COVID.
Oh.
And then even before that, I just went, yeah, I'm good.
Just alone with your
thoughts. About a month and change.
Yeah.
It's not P.
Technically, you said you haven't done drugs or alcohol?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
It's P. But yeah, we're going to let you guys go with this Jim Carrey outro. So yeah, y'all listen to the last stop, first episode of the year.
Many more to come. Blah, 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 hold on.
So yeah, shout out to you.
Play that goddamn.
You're tuned to Don FM, the middle of nowhere on your dial. So sit back and unpack. You may be here a while. Now that all future plans have been postponed, and it's time to look back on the things you thought you owned, do you remember them well? Were you high or just stoned? And how many grudges did you take to your grave? When you weren't liked or followed, how did you behave? Was it often a dissonant chord you were strumming? Were you ever in tune with the song life was humming? If the pain's living on when your body's long gone, and your phantom regret hasn't let it go yet, you may not have died in the way that you must. All specters are haunted by their own lack of trust. When you're all out of time, there's nothing but space. No hunting, no gathering, no nations, no race. And heaven is closer than those tears on your face. When the purple rain falls, we're all bathed in its grace. Heaven's for those who let go of regret. And you have to wait here when you're not all there yet. But you could be there by the end of this song, where the weekend's so good and he plays all week long. Bang a gong, get it on. And if your broken heart's heavy when you step on the scale, you'll be lighter than air when they pull back the veil. Consider the flowers, they don't try to look right. They just open their petals and turn to the light. Are you listening real close? Heaven's not that, it's this. It's the depth of this moment. You don't reach for bliss. God knows life is chaos, but he made one thing true. You gotta unwind your mind, train your soul to align, and dance till you find that divine boogaloo. In other words, you gotta be heaven to see heaven.
This is the last stop on this train.